As we sunk into the surface, enveloped by the soil and rocks I'd softened, Shazer's legs were crushed beneath him. I can heal you.
I know, but kick their asses first, would you?
Done. Peeta, stay with him. I leapt from Shazer's back, anchoring my feet into the earth. The sylphs floated down until they were 10 feet above the ground. They said nothing, and I knew why. The Pegasus was a legend to them, and they'd just broken him, sending him to the ground in a heap of broken bones and wings.
You want to explain this? Or should I just kill you both and be done with it?
Destroyer, you are harboring an enemy of the Queen. A witch child who plotted with Raven to kill our beloved leader.
Rick? I'd met Ender Rick when I'd last been to the Eyrie. He'd helped me sneak into the throne room so I could get the smoky diamond from Samara. And get rid of Raven. His white leathers were immaculate, almost shining in the light. But he was still green. Rick, there is no one here besides myself and my two familiars. So you have attacked without provocation, which is enough to piss me off and reply in kind, sending you and your friend into the bowels of the earth.
I saw her with you. I saw you pick her up from the Badlands.
She's not with me now.
Where did she go?
Tell us, and we'll let you be in peace.
I flicked a hand at the second sylph. Beneath his feet, the earth opened in a wide black hole. You have no idea what I'm capable of.
You would threaten us?
I am the Destroyer. I will do whatever the hell I want and damn the consequences.
So you can make a hole in the ground. You cannot make us go in there.
I snapped my fingers, and Vine shot up out of the ground at the speed of a flash of lightning. I twisted my fingers, and the vines wrapped around the sylphs and yanked them into the open hole in the space of only a few heartbeats. I buried them up to their necks in dirt and rocks. Well, imagine that. I did manage to get you into the hole. Unlike the last time we met, Rick remembered that he could pull the air from my lungs. A surefire way to stop me. If I wasn't ready for it. I beckoned the earth to swallow them whole, and they disappeared with a single gulp.